Eastern Standard Time at the tone, 7 o'clock.
Come on in. Everybody is welcome at this house. Come on in. Yes, welcome at the house for you. Come on in. Have a wonderful time at this house. So meet the guy who's the most. Your great big genial host. At this house. Bob Guest.
Come on in.
Well, thank you very much. By golly, it's nice to be with our friends at the Michigan State Fair again. Somehow or other, it doesn't seem like a year since we last gathered here, but it is almost to the day. Governor's Day, guest house, and hot weather all come together every year, and it's a sweltering night in Detroit. We have a beautiful sweltering crowd in front of us. The steam is rising from them beautifully. And we're all here in guest house to entertain you, I hope, for the next 45 minutes. Like very much to have you meet our Judy Carroll, who gets us underway musically tonight by singing I Love You. Nice to have our Judy sing I Love You. I think that the radio audience should know that while the lovely audience here applauded for our Judy Carroll, the increase in applause after Judy finished her number was for a gentleman who just walked on stage and is about to sit alongside of me, I hope, as he has for the last 8 years. Ladies and gentlemen, we present to you the Honorable G. Menon Williams, the governor of the state of Michigan. Well, Governor, by golly, it has been 8 years, year after year, that you and I have had a visit together on Guest House. And now I regret to say it's kind of a lump in my throat about the whole thing, because they tell me this is your last visit to the fair as our governor.
Well, it is the last. Been a wonderful 12 years I've had. I've enjoyed the fair. I've enjoyed being with you these 8 years. Tonight was a particular pleasure, though, because I ran into your wife and two daughters, so I felt especially good being with the whole family.
Well, thank you so much. Now tell me something. The story around here, around the fairgrounds today, was that you broke a tradition when you auctioned off the Grand Champion steer?
Well, that's right. In the past, I'd always held to the idea that we ought to have a professional do the job, because some years before I had taken over, they had a governor who auctioned off the steer for $5.
You mean the whole steer?
Yes. The person who was buying thought he was buying the whole steer for $5 instead of $5 a pound for about 1,000 pounds. So I didn't want to get caught on that one.
No, sir.
But today they persuaded me to try it, and with some very excellent help from the professional auctioneer down on the ground, we managed to break the record with $4.25 a pound.
Wow, isn't that something?
That ought to be real good eating, that beef.
It certainly should. Governor, I would like to say this to you, sir, what an honor it has been, and how gracious you have always been to us on this program. We wish you every possible success in whatever endeavor you undertake.
Thank you very much, Bud, and your being out here at the fair, I know, has interested thousands of people in coming here, and so we're very grateful indeed to you for all that you've done for the fair and for Michigan.
Thanks so
much. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. He is such a gracious gentleman, and what great fun we have had having him in guest house all these years. Now, ladies and gentlemen, will you meet the world's greatest tenor? Between here and South Lyon, Michigan, which is his home, I present in concert singing It's Now or Never, Mr. Fred Kendall.
Now or never, come hold me tight, kiss me, my darling, be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never. My love won't wait. When first I saw you with your eyes tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I searched a lifetime, waiting for the right time. Now you are near, my love is here. At last, it's now or never, come hold me tight, kiss me, my darling, be mine tonight. At last, my love. It's now or never. My love won't wait.
Hi, George. That high note you hit shattered the bulbs in the Ford sign across the way, Fred. That was a Lulu. You friends looking at our good man Kendall, all beautifully dressed tonight in his lovely white jacket and his blue pants and everything, you would never guess that his hobby is hunting rats on the South Lyon dump, would you? But there he is in all his splendor, the mighty rat hunter himself. Thank you very much. Another tradition with us in Guest House for lo these many years, on the one evening of the year that we are privileged to perform our program at the Michigan State Fair, is to have a little visit with the State Fair's general manager, our good friend Don Swanson. Well, Don, you got another whippersnapper going here, a real gallus buster, haven't you?
Well, Bud, welcome back, first of all.
Our pleasure.
We're sure glad you're here. And yes, it's going wonderfully, and a night like this, you can understand it. It's a beautiful evening to see the fair.
Oh, golly, you couldn't pick a nicer one than this. It was a little hot this afternoon,
well,
but
we arranged to cool it off by the time you got here.
You sure did, and we appreciate the air conditioning that you have turned on for us tonight. Don, are you going to set the crowd attendance record?
We were a little low going in over the weekend, Bud, but things are coming up every day. The last 3 days are all higher than a year ago. We're hoping against hope that we will send the governor away on his last visit as governor with a new record for Governor's Day. And I'm sure that many folks will join us out here in the coming weekend, and the fair can very well set another attendance record.
I want to thank you, Don, as the general manager, I'm sure you're responsible for setting the guest house appearance every year on the same evening that the beauty queens are to be judged. It makes our work mighty pleasant.
This is carefully prearranged,
yeah,
but we know how much this means to
you. It does. It means a great deal to me. And bless their hearts, here are the 10 finalists sitting right down here in the front row, having a good look at us, which must be a thrill. And we're having an even better look at them, which is a thrill.
It looks like the judges are going to have a real problem this evening, doesn't it, Bud?
I would also like to thank you for not appointing me one of the judges. I'm grateful to you for all of those nice things you've done. Thanks, Don, and
thanks
good luck.
Thanks to you, Bud, and thanks to old
Kev.
Right.
Oh,
good to have you here.
Thanks, Don. Now then, let's march a few saints into this place. What do you say? We may be small in number, but we can blow the daylights out of that one when the saints go marching in. Every year, I like to remind our radio friends that we are doing this from the shell, the band shell, at the Michigan State Fairgrounds. It is an enormous stage. We are but 9 in number, and our little band, all tucked cozily together, squashed over into one corner of the stage. We like it that way. We make more noise when we're all together. To my left and behind me are some risers, which will be occupied very shortly by Don Large and his famous Make Way for Youth chorus. And that's the reason that we can't occupy the whole stage, spread ourselves out. Speaking of Don Swanson and the State Fair, I ran across an interesting thing today. Kids still sneak into the State Fair. This is an amazing thing. The guards maintain a six-hour watch on a fence out here, and they don't see a kid for six solid hours. They turn their backs for about 5 minutes, and when they turn back to the fence again, the fence has been cut with wire cutters. It has been bent up, and a whole army of kids have slithered under the fence. Now, it isn't so amazing that kids would like to slither under the fence to get in free at the State Fair. The odd thing to me is that they insist on doing that when they get in free anyway. Every youngster the age of 14 or under is asked in. He doesn't have to have a ticket or pay a dime, but he would prefer to get his wire cutters out and slither under the fence. This is an amazing psychological thing that the late Dr. Freud would probably have a little fun with. Now then, let's see. Judy, I guess, is going to sing for us again. This time, a lovely song, Half as Much.
I love you. You wouldn't worry me half as much as you do. You're nice to me when there's no one else around. You
singing Half as Much. I have a date right after the program tonight. I'm going to take my wife and two daughters over on the Midway because I must see Lionella. For one dime, friends, you can see Lionella from the shoulders down just as normal as you and I. From the shoulders up has the coarse and craggy head of a giant Nubian lion. Judy says that's the way she looks every morning when she gets up. So maybe I could save a dime and just imagine how Judy looks when she gets up. I know that you will thrill to the lovely voice of Fred Kendall as he sings one of your favorite songs, Without a Song.
Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend without a song. That field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn be deserted now. A man is born, but he's going without a song. I got my trouble and woe, but sure as I know, the Jordan will roll.
I'd like to hang a blue ribbon right on you, kiddo, for that one. You won it nobly with that beautiful song. Now, I can just imagine some fella driving along in his car. He suddenly turns his radio on, and he heard Fred Kendall sing that. Probably said to his wife, I wonder what the heck it is we're listening to. Well, we have a little song that goes like this.
It's time to take a WJR station break, and we'll be back to sing and play right after we hear the announcer say, ooh.
WJR, AM and FM, the Goodwill stations in Detroit. And now we return you to the band shell at the Michigan State Fairgrounds for the next portion of Guest House. And here's Bud.
There we are. I think we ought to remind our friends that we are coming to you tonight from the band shell at the Michigan State Fairgrounds. Otherwise, all is normal. All is as it usually is. I heard today also in prowling around the fairgrounds about a young fella, 6 years old, who this year set the world's record for getting lost. This boy was lost four times in one afternoon. The fourth time, patrolman Les Seaman, who picked him up the other three times, had to ask the kid how to find the lost child Booth. And it turns out that the big reason why this child kept getting lost as fast as he was found again was that they made the mistake of serving free ice cream at the lost child's booth. Four times in one afternoon is the Michigan State Fair record. Now then, here are the boys in the band, the Guest House Orchestra, under the leadership of Harry Safford, and they're going to take the A train. Good advice. As I have told you, I'm sitting here at my comfortable little desk looking down on the 10 finalists in the Miss Michigan State Fair Beauty Contest. And I can't read all your banners, girls. I would like to know, you are Miss Versatile or something? Veritas. What does that mean?
It means truth.
Truth. It means truth. You are Miss Truth? You represent a sewing machine. Oh, that's nice. Have you met Miss Hothouse Rhubarb? She's here. Miss Romeo Peach Queen, our dear friend from Romeo and the Good Peaches. Is that Lansing, dear? And Miss Chessening Showboat. Miss Northwest Detroit. And Miss Clawson. Ah, and you don't have a banner? You get yours tonight. Michigan's who? Michigan's chiropractic queen of posture. And the lady, young girl next to you, who is she? Miss who? Celine, Michigan. I'm glad to meet you, dear. Every time I try to come from the Willow Run Airport home to Detroit, I go through Celine. And it's nice to know you. Very, very charming to know you. Miss who?
Edgewater Park.
Miss Edgewater Park. Well, there they are, and they're lovely. I can't understand one thing. My wife keeps reading in the papers where everybody who would be in style, all the girls who would be in style, would have their hair cut short. And I never saw so much beehive activity in my life. These girls have got beehives on their beehives. You notice that, Mama dear? My wife is sitting in the wings admiring you girls and noticing your monumental, towering beehives. Somebody is wrong. Either the Paris hairdressers are wrong or you girls don't read, one or the other, or you don't believe what you read, which is probably the answer to the whole thing. Now then, what do you say we have a rouser for these Michigan beauty queens and all of our friends here at the State Fair? Friends, we forgot to bring the bells and the gongs tonight. So would you be kind enough to hoop and holler and help us with the rouser at the appropriate time? It would be much appreciated by the management. We have a rouser tonight for Mary Lou and Dick Maybe, friends of ours celebrating an anniversary. Jennifer Ann Groen is 1 year old today. Mr. and Mrs. E. Van... Oh, I wrote that myself, too. E. Vanderzeil, celebrating a 20th anniversary. Elsa and Clarence Bice, celebrating a 25th anniversary. This is also good old Clarence Bice's birthday. And this is the birthday of Aunt Marion Otis. We call her Aunt Marion Otis because she is the aunt of our trumpet player, Eddie Webb. All right, Harry, would you be kind enough now to wheel us through a rouser? And everybody hoop and holler, will you please?
Is today the day that all important day, the day you celebrate an anniversary or your birthday? Give a listen, come bend an ear while we give you our famous cheer. It's a rouser from all of us to all of you.
Wow. Thank you very much. There were about several thousand people blowing their tops in our behalf tonight, and we appreciate you. Where are you going, girls? Oh, you're going to change? Into what? I thought you'd look lovely the way you are. My heavens, they got better clothes than that yet. Into their formals. Wow, that's a surprise. One of the new exhibits at the fair this year, at least it was new to me, I don't recall ever having seen it before, is just down the line here a little bit, where they give you free polio shots. Have you folks seen that? They sock you in the arm with an air gun. They don't even use a needle. They just put, looks like a Buck Rogers pistol, and they slap it up against your skin, bang, and it's all over, and there isn't any pain to it at all. They do about 1,000 a day. 1,000 people a day are getting their free polio shots down there. Don't leave now. Wait till the program is over. And then go down there and get yourself a nice... Some of the boys are misunderstanding me. They thought I said they were giving away just shots. And they're on their way now. But these are polio shots, boys. And I don't want you to go down there and be disappointed. All right, Harry. Let's do My Baby Just Cares For Me.
Thank you.
You know, I try to read the newspapers very carefully for friends of ours who don't seem to have the time to read them as carefully as I do. There was an item in the paper recently that I would have missed had it not been sent my way by Mrs. Ebling in Lima, Ohio. This came from the Lima, Ohio newspaper. It's called the Request Denied Department. A motorist double parked in downtown Lima and tucked this note under the windshield wiper for the benefit of any passing policeman. I have circled this block for 20 minutes and I'm late for an appointment, and if I don't park here, I'll be in trouble with my boss. Forgive us our trespasses. And he returned to the car in a few minutes and he found this note along with a yellow parking ticket. I have circled this block for 20 years, and if I don't do this, I'll be in trouble with the chief. Lead us not into temptation. Now then, Judy, I think it would be nice if you would sing for us again. I Thought About You.
I took a trip on a train, and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane, and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding when I pulled down the shade, then I really felt blue. I peeked through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you.
Here's another item I thought you might have a casual interest in. Comes out of England. And it seems that they had a demonstration over there to show how very rugged a certain watch manufactured over there is. And they enlisted the aid of a helicopter. And this helicopter went up about 400 feet. And then threw this watch out on a concrete deck from 400 feet up. And then, of course, when it bounced around after the fall and hit the concrete deck, they all rushed out there and took a look at it. And by George, it was still running. Think of that. Thrown out of a helicopter from an altitude of 400 feet, and it was still running. From that, you draw the conclusion, of course, that it's very comforting to know that if you should fall out of a helicopter from 400 feet up and you are wearing this particular watch, you won't have to have your watch repaired. Yeah, that's a nice way. That's a nice way to do that. And don't bother looking up, friends. I see quite a few of you looking up, hoping to see the satellite. You're too late. It was at 6:45, and it won't be sailing by again now until 8:51. That's the time for you to look up. Anyway, it's getting punctured full of holes, they tell me. But it's still up there. I don't understand that, how it can get punctured full of holes and still be up there. But there it is. It'll come by at 8:51 tonight. It'll come by again at 10:58 tonight. And by that time, we all ought to be in bed anyway. So the rest of the passes it makes over us would be of only academic interest at best. Saw in the paper the other day where a 42-mile cross-country walking contest between a man and a horse was won by the man, Willie Reinbold of Naples, Florida, who once walked from New York to Chicago in 16 and a half days, beat the daylights out of the horse. It rained during most of the race. I don't know why. The horse wasn't much of a mudder, I guess. Now we come to the end of the line in Guest House for tonight, dear friends, by having Fred Kendall sing the very lovely one, "You'll Never Walk Alone."
At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain.
We invite you, good friends of Guest House, to stay right where you are and enjoy the lovely voices of the Make Way for Youth Chorus and Don Large at the controls. I don't know whether many of you came here just to see us or whether your feet gave out and you just found a convenient place to sit down. But whatever the case, we are just delighted to meet you, to know you, and welcome you to Guest House. Thank you so much for being with us. So until 7 o'clock tomorrow evening.
So long. So long for tonight from Guest House. It's been fun being here with you. We hope you've enjoyed it too. So until tomorrow, old Bud said.
So long.
WJR, the Goodwill Station, Detroit.
All week long, throughout each day, WJR's lineup of newscasts and commentary, special bulletins and news...